Altanan by Dagoit. But since Nashina Dev came, Lord Dagoit have attacked by his blessing. So we found out Nashina Dev now having more past friends. So we have
Uday Prabhu
to participate in that festival.
Uttam. Somebody should.
And then
somebody has to
keep it.
We went to
your service here to bring that.
To Lester, to Balaram Desh and to Lester, but they had a retreat where there was about 200-300 devotees and in the from the Midlands mainly, but they went met in eastern London, in a place called Distam or something like that. And they're very enthusiastic. I was far away from any other temples. I was staying in some Vihasta's house, and so they agreed to all take up chanting Hare Krishna very seriously. Then from there we went down to Cape Town. I hadn't been there for many years. Cape Town, they've remodeled their temple. Much bigger. I used to do Panihati festival there sometimes. They have a very big program for the college students. In South Africa they have a system that in the freshman every year students can sign up to be a member of a society or the university. So the Bhakti Yoga Club is one of the associations. The devotees, the different students go around and get about 600 people to sign up. So we are the second largest club. So they, because we've been functioning for so many years, the university gave us a room. So they have a little meditation center there. Students can go and do a little bhakti yoga, refreshing in between their classes. You have that here anywhere in Bangalore? Bhakti Yoga Clubs? Then we went to Johannesburg and had some programs. And Johannesburg, they have a golden tie deities, so get the name, marble deities, and they're very enthusiastic. But it's far out on one side of the town, so they don't come so much. So many active devotees in the congregation. And we went to Sydney, so a new round the world ticket. If you want to buy a round the world ticket a little less expensive, you just have to go to South Africa. But by the time you get there, you might not say too much. But Then we had an evening program, morning program, just and I showed the video of my last year's travel. My secretary, Mahabraha, if you like, you could probably come over and show you one night. Anybody like to see that? Then we went to Auckland, New Zealand. They have Radha Giri Hari and they have Kornia Thai and Jagannath Baladeva temple built in an octagon. So they have a school there also. I went over to see all the students in the school and they mentioned that not so many of the leaders come to see the school students. They appreciate it. They said it's very enlightening for the students, from one of the Maharajas, from to encourage them. It's one of the few Gurukulas left in ISKCON, the day school. It's fully recognized by the government. We get a government degree. So, sometimes parents want to know where's a good Gurukul they can go to. Sometimes they have a nice Gurukul for the reason to migrate to New Zealand. Then they respect devotional service. Sometimes in Indian schools, if you go over to neckbeat or something, they mock. You think you're a sadhu or something? It's the opposite. Here you should think it should be better. It's harder to be Krishna conscious sometime in Indian school than in the West. But we had an evening program of Padma Sambhava. And it was so packed, the house, that there was no room for anyone to fit. And some people were outside looking through the door. My main purpose was to go to South America to visit my son there. So then I flew to Santiago, Chile. We had some yajnas and different programs. Then I went to La Paz, Bolivia. It's 4,000 meters above sea level. Sometime then we had some program in La Paz for the congregation. Then we went to Lima, Peru, and there's a plot where I'm staying in. A house, and there's a little cottage that one disciple built. The owner, it's just three doors down from the temple. But the owner is not a devotee, he wants to sell it for about 50,000 dollars. Or set 30,000 lakh and 30 lakh. I think in India, in Bangalore, you can't get much for 30 lakh. Here you get 10,000 square meters, swimming pool, house, and a guru bhajan kutir. Bhajan Kutir doesn't come with it, that's a devotee. they went to Montevideo in Uruguay. They used to have a temple there, but they don't have a temple now. So they had a program in the house. No, they had a program in the hall. It was a filled hall. And the next morning, we had some young men, some scholars, went by boat from Montevideo to Buenos Aires, bouquet boat. So they appreciate that too many people go there. It's right on the river, Mar del Plata, in the big peninsula. Buenos Aires, you know, said they bought a new property, and but that the school, and they're shifting, but they couldn't shift to the new place yet, so because they sold it to us, the thing was rent. In Guayaquil, where Aiken Al-Gore, he's been here many times, he's a new president there since about 6 months, and they fixed up the restaurant, a very nice restaurant, which is doing much better than it was before they fixed it up. And also the government is building a we're at the Panihati Festival in Atlanta, and there was about over maybe 1,000 devotees or more. In Rath Yatra, we had the Chiradvaita, so we had made different programs. When I went to see Bhakti Churu Maharaj, who had a heart condition, he was in Orlando, talked with him. Now he's much better after resting. We had a meeting in Alachua about the Temple of Veli Planetarium. We had scientists and architects over how we can show a planetarium in Mayapur using the Vedic version as a model. And one company came to show us their world's best planetarium projector, star projector. This only 6 crores. Without all the other expenses. If you want to make a new program, then do it in America. They said the program itself will cost another 6 crores. So then maybe we have to ask our Bangalore devotees to help with this program. Star program. So, well, if you do it yourself, it can be a lot cheaper. But so, we're going to be regularly meeting, trying to see how we can make progress. And then, that, where I went to Miami, Then I went to Puerto Rico. Then I went to Philadelphia. The New York Opera Theater. New York Opera Theater is quite amazing because we have some pictures from the last year. This year somehow I was at the Balaram Rath and I could chant and many people chanting with me. We go down from Central Park to Washington Square Park. It's about 5-6 kilometers. So I chanted for 4 kilometers with Lord Vijayananda Baladev. And just talked with the devotees and reached the park. And then we went to New Vrindavan. No, to New Jersey, to some places, from New Jersey to Prabhupada Village Farm Project. And we went to New Vrindavan, where we had there was a 24-hour kirtan. Bhakti Radhanath Swami was leading, and Shivaram Maharaj, different Gurukul, so all these different famous chanters. I took part in the inauguration, breaking coconuts and chanting with everyone. Then I went to London for the Rath Yatra. Actually, I left on Saturday morning. Got to London on Sunday morning. So I slept overnight in the plane. Then in London, they have from Hyde Park to Trafalgar Square, maybe not so long, 3-4 kilometers. It doesn't take maybe only 2 hours. They're very enthusiastic. And then we have a stage which has a lot of people. Chicago Square, one side has the big steps. So we use the steps like an auditorium, face the stage to the steps, and it's packed up with people. I met many different devotees. I wasn't taking any prasadam. They tricked me because I was busy preaching, so eating is secondary. And they sent someone over and said, the press is waiting. I'm going to go away and go quickly to see the newspaper man and do an interview. So I thought, okay, that's important. I went over and they took me then. When I got there, it was just a trick. I would come and take prasadam. Is that one of my lying to the And then I saw Bhakti Chumar there. Apparently his health is improved and he's not going to have the operation. He thinks he can cure it naturally. Then that night, again, slept in the plane a little bit and flew via Dubai to here. So the last 48 hours, I've just been sleeping in planes. You call that sleep. So I'm a bit tired, so I take rest early tonight. And I don't know why, when I was in Bangalore, ours were the first luggage off, and one piece was the last one off. So, waiting how many? More than an hour. 1.5 hours for right to the bitter end. And I was talking to them, there was some devotee who went from Dubai, they didn't know we were on the same plane. So I was talking. Then, now I'm in Bangalore. Jagannath Mandir. I'm seeing lots of very bright faced devotees. He smiles. Some of them. Most of them. Being here mainly for legal work, but if there's some time, then we'll announce. We can have the secretary come and show this like a video show. Maybe one morning we'll be here. Not tomorrow, but we'll see after that. Krishna consciousness is spreading, and this was a very quick tour of it. I'm really happy that here all this, that there's so many devotees and so many different programs going on here in Bangalore. Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda Prabhu, back to Bengal to preach. Now Lord Chaitanya came to South India. So sometimes we get a place, particular place where we preach, and it's like Ganadhar Prabhu was assigned Jagannath Puri, and he was considered a Kshatriya Sannyasi. This was supposed to stay in Jagannath Puri. Now that's a bit drastic, but just in general, Prabhupada considered the Western countries were his Guru Datta Desh. That there was a preaching field given to him by the Guru. So that if you take up, maybe you're working or studying or just doing house duties, excuse me, but in this particular area where you are, it's like what Chaitanya taught, Jari Dako Tariko Krishna Upadesh. Whoever you meet, you teach them the message of Krishna to become a spiritual master and liberate your people. So if we can consider the place where we are for the spreading Krishna consciousness as our Guru Datta Desh, our the land, the place given to us by the Guru to develop our Krishna consciousness and to give Krishna consciousness to others. And this is very auspicious. Prabhupada liked it that the devotees take it as this land is given by the spiritual master to develop and teach. So that's very auspicious. You don't have to go somewhere else. Where we are, we can try to spread Krishna consciousness and take it as a Guru Datta Desh. So, take it up seriously here, spreading the Krishna consciousness. This is the famous city around the world now. India is the second fastest growing economy in the world. And one of the powerhouses of that is here in Bangalore. So somebody who's working in America is asking whether he should come. He's Indian who migrated to America, whether he should migrate back to Bangalore. Because such nice devotee association in Bangalore. And I think maybe it's better to bring up their children. So when they're here, they want to be in America. When they're in America, they want to be here. I think here they say long hours. How many of you have to work more than 8 hours a day? Not so many, just 19 minutes. More than 10 hours? So in America, it's 8 hours usually. Lessons. Huh? How can you work 48 hours out of 24? Right now my body clock doesn't know what time it is. It just knows it's bedtime. But, So it's commentary whenever I get a chance, spend some time, but mainly I'll be doing legal work. It's happy to see all of you. Anybody has any questions? So many garlands.
Good management, can we have you back again without the legal work for long?
Well, once I finish the legal work, that's all.
There you go.
At leisure.
You need to negotiate with the Tuck team. You heard of Um Tat Sat? We have a Tuck team. Traveling arrangement, yes. Right now they're already asking me to come to Philadelphia for the Rath Yatra on 13th of September, and they'll pay my fare. I should come. Nobody from Bangalore, they're just expecting I'm going to show up. And it's like your husband and wife, you pretend I'm a, don't have to be invited or something, but the problem is that everybody presses and puts the money down on the table and says, we need you and you haven't been here. So then one by one, all the dates get filled up, and you get the scraps. Already, Chidupati, 8 months ago, booked for the Janmashtami. And after that, Koyamutur said, we want you too. He didn't say, but it's already booked, what can I do? So you gotta have, if you want to, work it out. Suggest some time, some program. Otherwise, I mean, you're on my, you'll be there. But when? I don't know. This also counts. I'm here. You're getting more like a legal association. Then after this English year, we went to Madikeri, I went to Mangalore, Udupi, I came here, Anantapur, back to here, then to Tirupati for the, what's that called? Garuda Stamba, Raja Stamba, and Radha Govinda Prokshana. So anyway, if you have some suggestions when you need me to come with you. But around Janmashtami, I'm going to Rajamundry for the RGB meeting between Janmashtami and Radhastami. That's a type of time to visit around South Korea. But I have to go to Coimbatore and to Kerala and to Madurai, to Tirupati. So seal.
Next day is
Hare Krishna.